From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 14th, 2021. This revised episode from April 2013 is part of a series this year of episodes related to watersheds and river basins. This week, we feature a tune about stream paddling to introduce the key water resources concept of a watershed. Have a listen to the music for about 40 more seconds.
As I paddle down the mountain stream, the unsuspecting beaver slaps his tail and swims to flee the brightly colored threat. The drinking deer sniffs the air and bounds into the thicket, while blue heron wing in front of me, then fly back overhead. And I love to ride the back of a rushing mountain stream, to thread between the eddies amidst the banks of April green. The icy water warms my blood, waves splash over me. In the river I am young, I am free.
You've been listening to part of Mountain Stream by Bob Grauman of Fredericksburg, Virginia, with Laura Lengnick on fiddle, from the 2001 album See Further in the Darkness. Streams flowing down mountain slopes are starting points for several of Virginia's major rivers, such as the James, Rappahannock, and Shenandoah, because those streams are in the highest parts of those rivers' watersheds. A watershed is a land area from which surface water drains into a specific water body. Accordingly, a synonym for watershed is drainage area. While water flowing downhill is a basic part of any watershed, different watersheds have distinctive features because of particular landscapes, geology, wildlife, vegetation, climate, and human land uses. Watersheds also vary greatly in size. As the U.S. Geological Survey's Water Science School has stated, watersheds can be as small as a footprint or large enough to encompass all the land that drains into the Chesapeake Bay. The term catchment is sometimes used for smaller watersheds, while the term basin is often used for the watersheds of large rivers, coastal estuaries, and the seas and oceans. Virginia has over 100,000 miles of streams, according to the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality. All of those stream miles are part of 14 major watersheds, including those of Virginia's biggest rivers and the coastal areas that drain into the Chesapeake, Albemarle Sound, or the Atlantic Ocean. On the largest scale, all of Virginia's surface waters drain into one of two basins, the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico via the Mississippi River Basin. In parts of western Virginia, including Blacksburg, where this show originates, you can stand on the Eastern Continental Divide and have one foot in each of the Commonwealth's largest watersheds. Thanks to Bob Grauman for permission to use this week's music, and we close with about 20 more seconds of Mountain Stream.
To rise before the mist is cleared, to chase the rainfall down the hillside.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.